Welcome, welcome to Paradigm Shifters. My name is Veronica Entwistle, as many of you know, and Paradigm Shifters are people that are really making a difference on the planet amongst humanity these days. And I'm so excited to share with you some time with Master Ming Tong Gu, who's just a wizard of Qigong and healing. Welcome to the show, Master Ming Tong Gu.
Thank you so much, Veronica. I'm so happy to be with you, with all the listeners.
Oh, it's just the work that you're doing is really shocking. You have all kinds of, and for everybody at home, you could watch a lot of this on YouTube, even though it'd be more exciting to see him in person. But he's taken through many, many people from dreadful illness or absolutely no way out illnesses into all kinds of healing levels. Let's talk about what Qigong really does. And I said healing levels. What would you say? What kind of healing levels are they?
Yeah. And first of all, for anyone who's new to Qigong, basically it's a very ancient tradition from China, can do back to 5,000 years. But the teaching, the practice is really simple. Qi means energy. So recognizing everything is made of energy, the physical body, you know, the environment as well, the subtle energy, invisible energy, we, you know, intuitively experience, but cannot be really easily touch, you know, even hear or measure. But from the ancient tradition, we knew there's a spiritual dimension of the universe, and it's really its energetic dimension. So not only just the physical existence, but the subtle invisible energy existence is animating all life. And so intuitively now we know, but the ancient tradition is really recognizing we have a capacity to access that invisible energy. And not only the physical is important, but the invisible spiritual energy is affecting the physical directly.
So I want to interrupt you just for a moment. In the ancient,
yes,
in those ancient Chinese times, were people already very aware of the qi and that that was a healing tool? Did they know that 6,000 years ago or 5,000 years ago?
I don't think everybody aware. I think, you know, small percentage people who are really, for whatever reason, they're opening to that mystery, dedicating their life to this discovery. And so the original, I think, idea is to search for spiritual enlightenment, spiritual immortality, searching for longevity. But not that everybody was ready for that. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the reasons these knowledge, the deeper direct practice is being hidden for a long history until even 50, 60 years ago in China. So now it's available for all of us.
I heard that. I love hearing that. I heard that in China, for example, for a while there, and I think this has changed now, that if people had dreadful illness or cancers or, you know, they were sent to do Qigong for like 8 hours a day. Is that right?
Yeah, that's so true. But still, a small percentage of people are ready for that.
Okay.
So, you know, basically it's like
but it
like
worked,
everybody
right?
else in the world. Yeah, most people, we are lazy. Most people, we are just searching for, you know, quick fix, shortcut. And if I have a pain, how to get rid of the pain? So the first option is, you know, medication, painkillers. Then realizing, oh, that has side effect over the time, affecting my energy level, doesn't really cure the condition itself, more like a bandage. So then, you know, you're searching for something else. Then you may discover, you know, kind of integrated medicines, changing your lifestyle, reduce your stress, change your food, and then you improve into a certain level. Then suddenly, you know, other problems arise, realizing the complexity of issues, not only physical, often emotional, often even mental, spiritual. then you discover, oh, I need to do something more or something else, you know. So then they eventually may discover Qigong, other mind, body, energy practice. So that's kind of a overall process, human evolution.
It makes sense. Tell me that Qigong is actually, it's like a heading or a title for a number of different styles, is it not?
Yes, there's many form of Qigong out there. Even Tai Chi can be considered one of Qigong forms, but not a lot of the system out there. There's a big difference between a system of Qigong, a form of Qigong. A form of Qigong is a routine. So many different kind of routine out there. Most people are familiar, you know, five animal Qigong, five sound healing Qigong, and different even Tai Chi Qigong, you know, Tai Chi forms. Mm-hmm. There's, 24 routines, you know, up to 100 OA routines. So these are different forms out there, can be very complex, they look very different, mm-hmm. takes a lot of time to learn these different forms. But Qigong system, wisdom healing Qigong is the Qigong system. That means have a few forms, but also different kind of technique combined together for you to access the energy wholeness of yourself. So not just physical, not just emotional, not just mental. It's a combination, allow you access the energy, its totality. But beyond the technique, there's a methodology of how working with energy. But beyond the methodology, there's a cosmology based on how you're perceiving, you know, the universe, perceiving energy in general, perceiving life in general. From that place, then the methodology arises. Then from the methodology, you're working with a technique how to effectively realizing specific benefit. So that is called system of Qigong. In this case, wisdom healing Qigong is a system, is kind of putting together by our teacher, Grandmaster Peng Ming, who is happened to be medicine doctor, specialized in Western medicine. He's a physician, but also he has great knowledge, accomplishment in a traditional Chinese medicine. He studied Qigong practice from different tradition from young age. And then he, as a doctor, he started experimenting because from medical point of view, a lot of diagnosis is incurable, mm-hmm. is a chronic condition. That means incurable from a conventional treatment.
Sure.
And so he started to use energy medicine using Qigong practice, getting better results, accomplishing this incredible healing, total reversal of this incurable condition. So eventually he decided to create a center and started, you know, small group, then quickly become larger. At the time when I was there, 5,000 people practice together, not just occasionally, but 1 month at a time.
Whoa.
And
why did you go there? How did you go there?
Yeah, I was lucky, fortunate. And so I discovered this form of Qigong when I was here in the U.S. And after 15 years living in the U.S., and I was studying fine arts in Columbus, Ohio. Then just through a friend discovered this form of Qigong. Then I went to China to study with him in the big medicine Qigong hospital.
But you're from China, are you not?
Yeah, I was born in China. I came to U.S. when I was 20-some years old, and then have been living here about 35 years now.
I was going to say you had to come to the U.S. to find China, huh?
Right. It's like a big circle, completing a circle.
It's a wonderful circle. Tell me this. I'm going to jump in with questions because a lot of us have been studying all these healing modalities for a long time. And I've found a huge amount of I'm older than some people, and I have found a huge amount of release in my body by doing your Qigong on YouTube. And I'm very interested in like mental health, physical health, emotional health, and all that. Can you talk to people about how some of those things are affected by the movements of Qigong?
Movement of Qigong, you mean the movement happening in China, you mean?
No, I'm saying,
oh, you know, the practice. Okay,
I'm just
right.
Talking about the practice, and what if somebody has mental health problems, would you give them opportunity to do Qigong?
Yeah, so it's like the mystery, you know, often people are surprised is Qigong is not based on diagnosis. And it doesn't matter what is the issue, physical, emotional, mental issue, you do the same practice.
Oh, I see.
Just
okay.
Like I mentioned, in the Medicine Qigong Hospital, you know, there's all kind of problems people came with, you know, 200 different diagnoses, medically speaking. And people do the same practice.
Wow.
And then everybody getting, you know, the result, you know, so the minimum result is improving their health, their quality of life, and so many, you know, accomplishing the total healing, total recovery from these incurable conditions. So often people are surprised how possibly, you know, one practice can affect in all different conditions. So the principle is very simple. It's basically when you're working with energy, the cosmology is the acknowledging and the energetic awareness in the whole universe right now, you know, galaxy after galaxy after galaxy. And in Qigong tradition, we're recognizing all the complexity of the galaxy is coming from the continuous process of creation from the source energy. And that source energy is existing in all life forms. And that source energy has no separation, connecting, not only connecting all life, but there's no separation of distance. There's no separation of individual, you know, whatever stories, separation of all perception. So that oneness of energy is really the cosmology. Then the methodology is very simple. When whatever entity existing in that oneness of energy, if that energy system is connected with the oneness of energy, then the function of that system is realizing its full potential. If that energy system is separated, internally fragmented, externally separate, then you're experiencing all kind of issues. Doesn't matter whether it's physical, mental, even, you know, emotional issue, whatever diagnosis might be. So with that understanding, the whole methodology, the whole method is about accessing your own energy internally, allowing different part of your body energy, awakening to the wholeness, awareness of your own energy system. But at the same time, you need to connect in with the universal energy system, including the energy of the earth, the energy of the universe. We call that present heavenly energy. Mm-hmm. So you're awakening to the continuous connection, continuous flow of energy in the oneness. Then the parts, when the parts awaken into the whole, then naturally the function, the life function of the physical body, even emotional experience of life, of your heart, as well mental, spiritual function of your existence, waken into the optimum condition. So that means, you know, anything diagnosed can get better.
So if a person says, if I have a dense, if I have energy flow in me and it's gotten stopped and it's densified in one part of my body, that there's a the movements of Qigong are to get it mobile, to have everything move through so things aren't stuck. Is that right?
Right. So on one hand, you can address in, you know, where the energy is stuck in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the one approach. But actually, the better approach is you're working with the whole body, continuously working through these key areas and keeping the energy moving. So then it doesn't matter what happened in the past where the energy is stuck, you continue, you know, opening to a more optimal flow, optimal, you know, function. On the other hand, if anything happened right now, for example, if you're working with the old key area of your body, energy flow, then your energy system continue to be functional, you know, in a more optimum way. Mm-hmm. So then really doesn't matter where the energy gets stuck.
Well,
does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, actually. And my brain is having a wonderful time with several ideas because you were talking about the cosmology. And
yeah.
I also know I was reading some of your material and you were mentioning how I think it's Ping is his name, Dr. Ping, had like 5,000 people at a time moving together. And as you said, it would be the same pattern of motion or the same style of motion. What happens to the collective thought process when that goes on? Does it have an impact?
So good question. So any practice we do, three kind of practice we do, the movement, the sound vibration, and the meditation in general, is designed for two purposes. One is activating the energy, opening to the energy, flow energy, oneness. And secondly, is discovering your deeper, awakening your deeper capacity, including your mental capacity, emotional capacity, and you know, physical capacity of your body energetically. So these two things is happening simultaneously. Just give you an example, when you do these energetic movements, whether you're doing it by yourself or doing a large group, what you're doing is your mind learning to relax, to connect with your own body, mm-hmm. to coming back to your own body internally, working with energy inside of your body. So what that means is it's very different from exercises. When you do exercise, you're having a workout of your body, but your mind doing something else. You're watching TV, you listen to it, you know, music, whatever, listen to news, you know, you're reading book. So it's a very different process. As if the mind, the body, they're separate, they're doing different things. So in Qigong, everything we do, you're starting with the mind, body connecting. So that is very profound. So what that means is the mind is not thinking about the story, stressful condition, watching the news and so on. The mind is start connecting with the body, relaxing from these stressful thoughts, mental process. Start to connecting with your body. Often the best analogy I use is, you know, we say the mind in the stress, just like a monkey mind, is jumping around, you know, so busy, cannot stop, right? That's one of the reasons we are mentally stressed, but also we cannot easily sleep at night. You cannot turn off of this monkey mind.
I know.
So what happened is in Qigong is, say, not only just relax the mind, say, coming back to this body. So you're giving the monkey mind a home, basically.
Hmm.
That is the home to begin with. That is your home. The body is your home. But most times, we are wandering around outside the home. We become homeless. And so bringing the mind back to this home, the monkey starts to settle down. Start to feel more rest, more connected. And so that's the first profound benefit, reducing the mental stress.
Wow, that's wonderful.
But the second profound benefit, when you're coming back to the body, then you're realizing, oh, that's my body.
Mm-hmm.
I feel stressed, feel pain, feel discomfort, feel these symptoms. Now I want to take care of my body. I want to learn to love my body, be compassionate with my body. I learn to, you know, to reduce stress of my body, working with a deeper energy of my body. So then this journey, starting from this place of stress, suddenly shifting to compassion, to love, from a disconnection with your own body to a connection with your own body. So then suddenly self-healing start happen, self-power start happen, self-responsibility start happen, self, you know, connection start to happen. So that's the major change, is from externally distracted or busy, stressed or dependent with from someone else, something else, to internally connected, internally self loving, self responsible, self regulating the energy. So that's a huge implication.
Well, that tells me that that must have a huge impact on people's relationships when they're doing this for a while. And I asked you about the group consciousness, and does it have a effect on a massive consciousness? But it must do over time and over connection with other people as we get more loving with ourselves, eh?
That is absolutely true. That's just so important in my journey. You know, being in the Medicine Qigong Hospital, totally, I would say, about almost 2 years altogether, and practicing with such large group, and the experience is just so profound. You know, we hardly have any of this level of connection in terms of large group, but with a deeper purpose, deeper dedication. So when 1,000 people practicing together, you know, everybody's eyes closed, but they're thinking of same thoughts, think of the same purpose, think of the same energy dedication for healing, for awakening, for deeper connection of oneness. So when you're repeating that, and over again, suddenly you're awakening to that deeper part of you is inseparable from others.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're
feeling the presence of everyone around you, but you're not distracted by, oh, I like this one better, you know, I dislike this person, why this person is so sick, and all that. You just close your eyes, feeling the energy presence, suddenly the inner and the outer start to connect. The inner and the outer start to flow. The inner and outer start to become one.
Wow.
So, and everybody is longing for that experience. So,
but I want to ask you about something that's really related to being all connected, which is we've had a global shutdown. I bet you heard about that. And it's called COVID-19 or the threat thereof, you know, the combination of the two. And thinking about this, I'm going, you probably have things to say about COVID-19, but I think it's, for me, it's a absolutely fascinating experiment of what happens when all the world has followed a certain imprint at the same, or a certain direction at the same time. That's really unusual. So I'm leaping from Qigong into that and looking for your perceptions. And what do you think about all that?
Oh my God.
It's a simple question, isn't it?
Yeah, we are in the middle of the storm right now.
Oh boy.
It's beyond any imagination, just almost like happened overnight globally. Mm-hmm. We're still in the middle of that. You know, it feels like the problem on one hand is so complex and so large scale. You know, affecting every aspect of life, all the problem is showing up. Mm-hmm. Health crisis, environmental crisis, and economical crisis, even social, political crisis, we're all experiencing, affecting us directly. And one of the profound, you know, effect out of that is this feeling of isolation. And come out of that is this is depression. So from one statistics, I think it happened just a couple of weeks ago, according to the statistics, more than 50% of people reported depression, but qualified as clinic depression.
Wow.
So it's not just like, oh, I feel, you know, bad, I feel, you know, overwhelmed, I feel, you know, hopeless for the time being or confused. And these are normal feeling we're experiencing, but clinical depression, that is a severe condition in large scale happening right now. So while we're realizing the problem is so complex, more you think about it, more you feel depressed.
Mm.
And that is natural human experience right now. It's happening.
Well, I want to say also that people perch themselves on their identity, which your work is saying that isn't necessarily as whole as you like it to be. But with the shutdown, people's identities have all been kind of washed away. And they don't even know who they are. They don't I guess it's relativity, isn't it? I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I think it's a big question.
That's really a big question. Now, on one hand, it's like we're going slow at destruction in all levels, and including our identity, including our safety and security, our connection with each other. But on the other hand, I think in a deeper, invisible way, underlying way, is recognizing on one hand we are vulnerable, on the other hand we are universal.
Aha, that's true.
Yeah.
Some people discovering more and more deep within of the power that they really are or that they want to be. I think that's part of what you're saying too.
Exactly. So when we search in deeper, further, beyond the universal vulnerability, universal challenge we're experiencing, we discover our universal essence, universal power. But it has to up to us. We have to choose, willing to go there. We have to go beyond even going slow the pain, going slow the destruction, going slow even the depression to discover the power. And the power, you know, that is where the ancient wisdom comes in. It's literally go beyond our story, beyond our circumstance, recognizing the universe is made of pure energy, pure creative energy. All life is made of this pure creative energy. And you're born with this pure creative energy as you're born as a baby, you know, before you had any stress or any issue, any, you know, imperfection. That potential of the baby is still within you, but that energy is being suppressed, being challenged, being stressed, being contracted in your system. So to go slow the pain, go slow even the diagnosis of illnesses, to discover this powerful creative energy within you, not only is possible, but it's necessary now. It's required now because all the conventional solution is not working anymore.
Mm-hmm. Can you give, this is a big question again, can you give people, even though we're audio, not video, can you give people like a simple exercise that they can hear you speak and do in order to center themselves on that journey in through the depression, through the isolation?
Right. So as I go back to, you know, our conversation started, how does Qigong work? Why does Qigong can help all conditions? So I'm going to give you a few examples you can do right now, even whether sitting or standing. So basically, for example, you know, the three areas we carry stress mainly is one is the shoulder, second is the spine, the third is the hip area. So a lot of movement in Qigong is designed to open in the energetic of these three key areas. So for example, if you're rotating the shoulder joints, just simply rotating the shoulder joints.
One at a time, one side at a time?
Both areas. You can do one at a time, but normally we do both areas. Yeah.
Okay.
Just simply rotating.
I'm doing it.
Yeah. So what you're going to feel is in the beginning, you start to feel uncomfortable, feel tightness, feel pain, feel resistance. Then after doing it continuously, but with softness, with a gentle intention, with a deeper connection with your own shoulder, you're continuously giving the message, oh, I feel you, my shoulder. Oh, I want to connect with you, my shoulder. Oh, I want to love you, my shoulder. Oh, I want to release the energy contraction, energy blockages from my shoulder, from the stress of life. So when you keep on doing that, what happens is you start to feel warmness, feel aliveness, feel the energy opening up. Even you feel your shoulders become bigger energetically.
I felt, I don't know what I'd do without you, I said.
Exactly. So you keep on doing it. That is just an example, okay? That's just one example. Mm-hmm. Of course, if your arm is in a different position, when you're rotating the shoulder, then you have a different kind of experience of opening the energy. So you're recognizing when you're opening the energy of your shoulder, you're not only opening the energy of the shoulder, you're opening the energy of your arm, your hands, start feel tingling. And you start feeling your heart opening up, your chest, the upper back opening up. So I'm just giving you, you know, simple example, just that, you know, you have to do it long enough to experience what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Like for then a few minutes, you could feel something in a few minutes because that just happens.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Then you're going deeper and deeper. So that's just one example for the shoulder. Then we have a movement for the spine and opening horizontally, opening vertically, in comes in your spine. You start to feel different. So more you concentrate to this visualization, more you're able to activate the energy. So again, I'm just giving you a very simple example. So then the second example is doing the sound. When you're making the sound, you're accessing the energy of your five organ system, including your emotional body. So for example, we all know your happiness is the experience of your heart. We all know more your heart open, the more you're experiencing happiness. So what that means, your heart open. In this case, in Qigong tradition, means the energy of your heart opening. So more the energy of your heart opening, the more you experience happiness. So if you know how to keep your energy of your heart open, then you naturally, you know how to experience more happiness. So that's the secret. So beyond, you know, you're responding to life, for example, if you see someone you like, then your energy of your heart just open, you feel more happiness. But the opposite is true. When you're encountering someone you dislike, then your heart energy contract. Then you're feeling unhappy, feeling judgment, feeling contraction of your heart. So if you responding to life this way, then you're continuously in this pendulum, happy, unhappy, happy, unhappy. That's how we experience life. So right now we're experiencing so much challenge of life, then of course we feel depression. Mm-hmm. And so the good news is you know how to keep your energy of your heart open in spite of circumstance. Then instead of feeling depression, you're feeling more joy. So how do you do that? This is one of the most powerful practices, Veronica, I've discovered in my, you know, journey is sound practice.
Perfect.
So in this case, I'll just share one with you. It's just you're making the sound like this. So in the beginning, you feel like weird, why I'm making this sound? But more you connecting with your heart, feeling your heart, then you're realizing your heart feels warm, feel alive, just like you're moving the shoulder. Yeah, you feel warm, feel more alive, feel more open, feel more awake. Mm-hmm. When you're making sound, as I did, then the heart feels warm, feels more open, feel more awake. Suddenly, you feel a deep sense of aliveness, of joy, connection of life start to happen. So it not depends on the story, how good or bad of the story is, how the circumstance happening in my life, you start to feel the inner joy, which does not depend on circumstances.
I love that.
That's the unconditional joy. So these are two simple examples. You start to make a change, and starting within you. But the point is, in a circumstance like this, we're experiencing the worst case is we don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. So when you do something like this to help yourself, to increasing your energy, increasing your health, increasing your loving kindness, your joy, increasing your capacity to live life more effectively, more lovingly, more consciously, suddenly you feel the opposite of depression. Even when you feel, you know, some level you're challenged, you may feel, you know, depression in a short period of time, but you can get out of it effectively, easily. So suddenly you realize there's something I can do to make a difference. Mm-hmm. That is one most important thing, getting you out of depression.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you might say it's a kind of part of evolving, isn't it? Or maybe our society will evolve if enough people consciously empower themselves out of depression.
I believe so. I believe so. It's a spiritual process. If you're looking deeply about what we are experiencing collectively, including, you know, collective depression, mm-hmm. collective trauma, it's like a wake-up call.
Mm-hmm. That's a real unity, isn't it?
It is.
That's the gift part, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, in the practical level, you know, now we're learning to live a simple life, more sustainable life, even slow down our pace of life. Mm-hmm. It's so needed. You know, we have been rushing. From one thing to the next thing. One quick fix to next quick fix. Rushing all the time.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of a virus?
I'm sorry. You know, it's a mystery. I don't know exactly how the, you know, nobody that can know how the virus happens. But I feel the virus is part of the energetic of what's happening, not just in humanity, but on the planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
I feel there's a deeper evolution, deeper transformation required for this planet Earth to continue to thrive.
Well, it sure makes sense when you're talking about the rushing, and the way we use the resources and the way everybody fights over. Yeah, this is scary times, isn't it? So
you think,
before we go into the bigger picture, which I love what you're speaking about, but if somebody had COVID and they were really ill, you know how people can't breathe and they can't this and that. We heard a fellow on the radio, he was an announcer and he'd gotten really sick. Somebody came in and said to him, it's really hard for you to breathe. He goes, I know, it's terrible. And he said, I want you to do deep breathing. He said, I can't. And he said, do it. Your life depends on it. And he managed to do it, right?
And yeah.
I'm going, yeah. I'll bet you've got, and he would have died, I'm pretty sure. You can check into him, but I'll bet you have ways that you would advise people if they should encounter that. Are there any simpler tools? Can't take on a whole regime if you're lying there wondering if you can breathe, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree with that example. So in Qigong, we have more options. So for example, if you have a hard time to breathe, on one hand, you want to make all the effort to breathe instead of just giving up.
Right.
But on the other hand, you can also do the movement to enhance your energy flow, enhance your breathing, actually.
And can you do that if you're lying down, some of it?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
You cannot do intense physical movement, but you can do gentle, soft movement. So the key is keep your energy moving, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you can breathe more, keep the energy moving, you want to keep on doing that. Then also, you want to do more physical movement to keep the energy moving. If you cannot do intense physical movement, you do gentle physical movement, still keep the energy moving. If you cannot do that, you know, to the degree, but you can also do visualization. Good. Visualizing the energy is moving.
Hmm. You can actually rock back and forth in your bed too. You could even, would that work at all?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you can also make the sound. Sometimes breathing difficult, you can, you know, make more effort making the sound as I just shared. Shing. Again, we have the sound for the lung, for example. You can do song. When do these voice, the sound long enough, suddenly you're able to breathe much easily, much more deeply.
Wow, that's really helpful.
So this skillful technique allow you able to do something good for you in spite of the circumstances. So yeah, summarize what we have here is on one hand, Qigong allow you to work with your energy directly, empower you, able you to do something, make a deeper difference energetically in spite of circumstance, so you can continuously improving your health, improving your degree capacity of joy and love, as well increasing your experience of connection with energy, with life, with the universe, even in the isolation, as we do practice together, especially online, we feel this is profound connection. So the internet, hundreds, sometimes even thousand people, you know, practicing together, just feel each other's energy.
And you can feel it, can't you?
Collective. Yeah, that's the one piece, you know, I share with you my experience of connecting with thousand people in person in the Medicine Qigong Hospital. And now we can do that through the internet.
Mm-hmm. We build the immune system by doing this sort of thing, don't we? I mean, actually, not just healing being ill, but we actually are building our immune system to offset that virus, are we not?
So there's two ways to understand. Mm-hmm. And first is the Qigong allow you to reduce stress. Mm-hmm. And naturally enhancing the immune system. The main cause of the immune system deficiency is stress.
Okay.
Period. And the second way of enhancing the immune system in this Qigong is we do sound healing, the sound vibrating, awakening, the capacity of your liver and spleen, the immune system, purification system. Then the third, even more importantly, is allowing the entire energy system awakening to more functional, more optimal, more connected way. So that not only enhancing the immune system, but also other system can support the immune system to function in one whole system.
That's wonderful.
That's the main methodology, the most important piece. So these are three ways we can enhance in the immune system, not only for temporary time of crisis, but also long-term of health, long-term of high quality of life, increasing quality of life.
And of course, being me, I want to know this other thing too, is that we're also connecting to evolution, and all of us connecting around the world, even if it's online, I think could spin a little more evolution, don't you think?
That is so important, just so important. You know, personally, honestly, share with you, without doing this work in the last 3 months, you know, my schedule is busier than usual. Before even, we have so much online program continuously happening. By just being together, practicing together, share this energy space together, I cannot imagine without that for me personally. Probably I would be depressed by now.
Well, I want you to tell people how to get connected to some of these. Are they all classes or you do quite a bit of, when I check in, I can just pick up some subject or another from you, right? But some people can sign up for classes and
what's available online. We're sharing so much and through the internet, but a lot of free resources. I want to just name two. One is a free ebook, including some of the practice to enhance your immune system, reduce your stress, and energize your body. That's included in that ebook, linking to this guided videos you can access online. And that is going through the website called AncientHealingSecrets.com. AncientHealingSecrets.com.
AncientHealingSecrets.com. Good. Okay.
Another resource I want to mention is we are offering 3 live stream practice, totally free, 3 times a week. and with the teacher trained under me as well myself as part of the meditation practice. And that's the information you can find through the Qi Center website, chicenter.com.
So the Qi Center is now kind of housing your outreach for technical outreach, like videos and audios and online classes. Is that right? Is it kind of empty right now? Otherwise?
Yeah, we have a physical location of the Qi Center in Santa Fe. We offer in-person retreat in the past many months out of the years. And right now, we moved all the program to online. Actually, starting today, we have online retreat starting today.
Oh,
for
really?
7 days.
Wow.
So if you're interested, still in time, you can sign up as well. That's 7 days.
So does that mean your person would be doing Qigong online for 7 days, morning, noon, and night? Is that?
Absolutely. We do like between the schedule about 8 to 10 hours a day.
Wow.
And people just do that at home. And it's amazing. You know, people are able to attend with their kids around, their parents around, their spouse around, cooking meal for them.
Wow.
And they start to bring this healing energy to their home.
Isn't that brilliant? Wonderful, wonderful.
Hmm? Just love it. We dance together. We have a virtual dance party every day.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, we're making the sound together. We do the movement together. Then we share, you know, asking deeper questions and sharing the experience with each other. Then we have a small breakout session, people asking deeper questions in a small group. So it's just so accessible, so experiential. And so directly, you know, powerful. Once you do it, you know, you just get it.
Wow.
Right away.
Wow. And are you going to be doing more of these retreats? Because I'm too booked to come in right away today. But I would. I really wanted to come to your Qi Center. I thought that would be a wonderful. People have tremendous feedback on having spent time there. So, yes, say more. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Of course, you know, nothing can replace the in-person connection, particularly the connection with the land, mm-hmm. with the nature here. So powerful, so magical. But before that happens, you know, the online retreat is really the second to the best. And even the healing benefit, I think, really from my experience as well, you know, so many students being experiencing it is equally beneficial. So we do online retreat Wednesday every 6 weeks.
Oh.
And then at some point we can do in-person, come back to in-person as well. So in general, in-person retreat, online retreat, we're offering both of them ongoing basis actually.
Oh, that's great.
Very often.
I'll catch up with you. I'm going to come on. And I know a lot of people are very interested in this sort of thing right now and learning the power of healing in your own body. This is so wonderful. Thank you. Yes. Now, let's see. is there something I miss, something else you want to tell people about how to align themselves? Oh, for example, if they're visiting people or if they're really, they have people that are very ill, because that's a big concern these days. They can do visualization. They can do sending energy to people like that, can they not?
Yeah, that's the beautiful part. It's accessible and beneficial for everyone, no matter what stage of your health, what is your age and so on, what is your condition. That's the beauty, the simplicity, the accessibility. It's so important. Again, as we, you know, share it now, you can do it at home, convenience of home.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can do this, you know, physical movement by standing, great. If you cannot do it, you just do the movement by sitting. If you cannot do the movement by sitting, you can do the movement gently by lying down on the bed. Then you can do the sound. If your voice is not perfect, you still can make the effort, making the sound, feeling the vibration inside the body. Then you can do the visualization. You can feel in the energy, especially when you do an online program or retreat. with a group of people together, then you start to feel the energy connecting each other, supporting each other, benefiting each other. We also do long distance healing as well.
Oh, you do? And how does a person connect with that? Is that through chicenter.com?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And those are individual sessions?
And both individual session as well group session.
Wow. So you're really not getting a break in the middle of this breakdown. You're break dancing,
quite
right?
Opposite. Yeah, quite opposite. You know, except I cannot go anywhere.
I know, but you're busy.
Everything you're doing.
Well, you're doing wonderful work, and our time is up, and I'm so honored to be speaking with you. I'm grateful to be speaking with you, and I'm grateful for all the YouTubes of yours that I spend time in front of. I've never joined any of them, but I will do that, knowing that that probably would put the vibration of connection in better, would it?
Absolutely. I really appreciate you took the effort to not only, watching the video, but doing it. I really appreciate that spirit and appreciate all other work you're doing to, help other people, including sharing what is important, beneficial information at this challenging time. Thank you for all that.
Well, and I thank you for being you and being such a contributor on the planet. No accident that we're here at this time, is there?
Absolutely. Use the time well.
Bless you. Bless you. Thank you so much, Master Ming Tong Gu of Qi Center. Thank you.
Truly. Blessing. Blessing.
Blessing
to everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.